Day 65. The Zen of Any.
There's a question that begs to be asked in all these recent sessions, Marta, and I think it's time I asked it.
Question? It's probably obvious, but tell me.
It's that word any. I know we've used it quite a few times, but I'm not sure I know what it means. And it's not just any. There's also anybody, anything, anywhere, anyway. Probably tons more.
Probably.
It's easy to talk about where any shows up. It's in negatives like, they don't have any time, and questions like, do they have any time? And lots more, I guess.
Yes. It's certainly easier to say where any occurs than what it means.
And I don't have any idea where to start. Could just as well be I have no idea where to start.
Right, Patrick. A quite emphatic negative. Rather than trying to find anything like a definition, it might be more useful to note any of the various environments in which some form of any appears.
Would that get us anywhere?
Well, can you think of any better way to do it? Anything at all? And isn't this what we've been doing so far?
You mean the various uses of any are all going to show up about any old time in this conversation if we keep going any longer?
Hold on. I probably shouldn't have been implying anything like that. I've laid out here a list of quotations in which some form of any appears. Take a close look at the context in which each one occurs. Think of it maybe as the Zen of any.
P.S. 13. Better late than never.